We got Don on the line. Let's talk to him for a second. Let's go right to him. Hello there.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Hello.
Well, they give very good pain medication.
Yeah. I haven't said anything, so this is all you. Do you want me to ask you questions? Do you want to just talk about it or what?
I was coming to work today.
Mm-hmm.
Like to preface this by saying I'm on pain medication.
You're on pain medication, right? Are you, first of all, are you okay? I'm going to say it. I'll lead it in before Don gets going here since he's on pain medication.
Uh-huh.
Don was in a car accident on the way into work
Not
today.
Not my fault.
Not your fault.
Not my fault.
And
not my fault 1,000 times. Not my fault.
Yeah, Rob told me a little bit about it, and
Not
I know
my
that
fault.
It couldn't be your fault in those
Hitch
circumstances.
Road, 45 miles an hour.
Right.
Driving, some ass just comes plowing out of his driveway.
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
Jesus Christ, all the things that go through your mind.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So, thank you to Big Ed.
Big Ed?
Oh,
Big
your neighbor.
Ed came and picked me up at the hospital.
Oh, did Ed take you home?
Yeah.
Did Ed give you everything you needed?
Ed's out getting my meds right now. Ed's out at the store.
Well, first of all, let me ask you, let me get an injury update on you. Are you okay?
Here's the deal.
You are so wasted. You must be a little banged up because you're a little buzzed.
Mike?
Yes?
I have... God damn it. Looking for my official medical crap.
He named the night.
All right.
No. A level 2 concussion.
Wow.
6 stitches in my head.
Yeah.
And bruised ribs.
Ouch.
Oh, you're going to be sore for a long time.
Yeah. I won't be there tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I'll be there Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the good news.
What's the good news?
The stitches.
Where are they?
They're right on my...
Not there.
No. I'm on my bald spot.
Ah.
Okay. Oh.
My head...
Did they match your hair color?
My head cracked the sunroof.
Oh, so you went up in the air.
I was driving my smaller car.
Right. Oh, okay. My God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So I looked at myself in the mirror when I got home.
Right.
Handsome?
You can't, from the back, it's just like, why not just highlight that bald spot?
Good time to start wearing that yarmulke again.
So just to right now there might be a little pain med going on, but there's also you might be a little loopy still. Did you lose consciousness?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why. That's how I know it's a level 2.
How long were you out?
They said about 20 seconds.
Wow. Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, my God.
Seemed like an eternity.
Well, yeah. Rob mentioned to me where you were, and I know that could happen on that road. That's tough. That is very, very tough.
I went to the other side, Mike.
Yes.
And when I went to the other side, I found out.
You went to the light?
You saw the light?
I went to the light.
Oh, my God. You went to the light.
And guess who was there?
Who?
Mel.
knew it.
But Mel's still with us. But he's there, too. You mean he controls satellite radio on the other side?
I said...
How was his breath?
More money. More money, less stock options.
Uh-huh.
He was naked.
Oh, my
sure.
God.
No kidding.
In heaven, sure.
Big cufflinks.
Now, when you get a concussion, are you able to eat? Did they say you could eat? Or
I got a whole list of stuff.
Like you can't sleep or something like that?
I got a whole list of stuff. Yeah, I got to wake up like every...
Right.
I don't know. It's all written down.
Hours.
So you've got Ed there who's going to be like waking you up or something, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
they're
giving you, I know Joe is jumping up and down here because he wants to know if they're giving you any good farms.
Yes, Joe. It starts with a V and ends with an N.
Oh,
that's wow. Van Patten.
My favorite.
Is that right. Valium?
Vicodin, I would
say. Oh, Vicodin. Okay.
That's
Valium. I didn't know. So you're...
I will have 30.
Wow. Are you going to be... When you come back on Monday, are you going to be on the pain med still?
I hope not.
Me too. Yeah.
I kind of hope you are. I like you when you're on pain medication. And I guess I have to ask, how's your car?
Oh, that effer.
Oh, really?
You know me and my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that car. That car was showroom new.
Yep. I know it was.
Yep.
That goddamn effer.
Do you need me to call Big Ed and remind him to feed you a cherry pie?
Wake me if my condition worsens.
Did you hear the forecast for the weekend?
Oh, I know we're having a blizzard.
Do you have plenty of toilet paper?
I told Ed to get me everything.
Ed's going to be bringing you your toilet paper.
Bread, milk, toilet paper, and Vicodin.
Well, I'm, you know,
I got Ed. I got, you know, the chick. I got,
right.
Hell, I could call Big Frida. I talked to her. She was like halfway in her car already wanting to come down here.
Sure. How many stitches you get in your noggin?
Six.
Six stitches. So there was a little bit of blood then.
A lot of blood.
A lot. Well, it's a head wound.
Hey, the inside of my car looked like, when they're sitting in that parking lot at Goodfellas.
Oh, wow. With that music playing in the background.
When I called Rob, really, blood all over me.
Oh, my God.
We're cleaning
you
that up.
You freaked me out a little bit because you were not yourself, and the cell phone was coming in and out, and I'm glad to know you're sounding a little more like yourself now.
Well, when I called you, apparently I had been unconscious.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
But Elvis, I mean Don, everything's going well.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
And you will call us if your condition worsens.
Yes, I will. I don't think I'll call you no more today.
Okay. Well, you know, I hope you feel free though. Feel free to call us. This is a you that normally one has to get at a cocktail party.
You got
to
wake up anyway.
Yeah, I mean we're here.
Yeah. How about every time you wake up, you check in?
No.
All right.
No, this is enough. I mean. Christ.
Are you going to be able to shower before you come in on Monday?
I get it'll bathe me.
Or take the pills, the deodorant pills.
You really like Ed, don't you?
Ed's a good guy.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds like Ed's a good
Great
guy.
Great guy.
Hey, you know, I mean, I'm there, so you come get me like 10 minutes later. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I hope everything goes well. I hope
you're
feeling
better. Get me my 30 pills?
That's it. I don't think you'll go through all 30. You know, because I mean, when Joe comes in, we ought to give Joe a little carrot.
No, they give me a good shot today. They really? Give me some good shots.
Mm-hmm. Demerol?
I don't know.
Probably, and I love it.
God, that guy's an ass.
I bet it was Delos.
If you keep me on the phone, I'll get real mad about Frida, because God damn, that reminded me like what happened to Frida.
Right. Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'm sitting there going, Jesus Christ, this cannot happen.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about it when you come back. This is probably not the best time to do it.
Yeah.
I'd also like to say that I am represented, my friend.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You have representation. You Greenberg.
Right.
You know, seriously, anytime something like this happens, aren't you glad that you're on personal terms with Greenberg and Betterman? I think it's a good thing. Well, feel better, and we'll probably talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, you feel better, and I'll call you on my way home if you don't mind. If you're sleeping,
don't.
I'll leave. You don't want me to call you?
Don't.
You want everybody to leave you alone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm only calling you now. You know me.
I know.
I mean, I'll call you.
Preventive.
If you need a thing, you call, okay?
I will, but, you know, there's enough people that already want to help, and I just want to be left alone.
Yeah, he wants to be, you understand that, people? He wants to be left alone.
I want to be left alone.
And see, unlike, you know, and you know me, unlike all your other friends, when you say that to me, I consider it a relief. You understand that, right?
I know. I will call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Feel better.
I'll talk to you later. Feel better, Charlie.
Okay, my effing car.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Here's the, you want some good news?
What?
You're a man of means. You can pick up a new one.
No, I got to keep that one.
Oh, so
that's my lucky car.
Are you going to be
it? Hey, that's funny.
Clearly.
How could that be my lucky car? Some ass. I almost said ass, and then the word after it.
Right. Are you going to be able to keep your car?
I don't know. That's up to the good men and women at the
body shop.
Korean body shop.
Okay, well, I think you should collect your thoughts before you...
All Koreans all the time. That's what I said.
They did good work.
I hope you feel better.
The American-made car.
You know?
Yeah, they specialize in Kias, though.
I made sure when I bought it that it was all round eyes that made it.
Jesus.
Thank you, Don.
A Cadillac.
We're done here.
You know, that's a good advertisement for Cadillac.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Look at that. The airbag went off.
You might be very surprised at who makes that car.
Mike, I got a sticker that said made it Arlington, Texas.
Uh-huh. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Before you get off the phone, we did talk a little bit about American Idol. I
Hey.
Did we have to hit the delay?
No, I said suckers.
Joe. That had an S in front of it.
I said suckers. Not that out of it.
All right. Okay. But I did, you know, I just did it the last minute. But I won't talk about it anymore.
He really liked it, Don.
It's not on.
Steve Young had 8 level 2 concussions.
What's the difference between a level 2 and a level 1? Is it like hurricanes?
It's one.
One is not bad. Two is is not bad, not bad, bad. Three is not bad, 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 bad. You have to go in the hospital, I think, at three.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got them written down.
Yeah, oh, okay. You're dizzy. Okay.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we let you go? I'm going to let you decide.
You sound a little like Larry. I'm going to let you decide.
Don?
Yeah.
Who's your doctor? Who's your doctor? Did they give you food? Did you get Jell-O? I like green. You like the green or the lime?
Somebody answer. How long until this stuff wears off?
The painkillers?
Yeah.
No.
Mr. Ardinger?
I think they're good for 6 hours. It's up to your doctor, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, or sooner.
Stay ahead of the pain.
How long until CSI is on?
CSI will be on at, 9 o'clock tonight?
5 hours, right. 16 minutes.
It's supposed to be an incredible one tonight,
okay.
too.
Okay.
It's supposed to be very, very exciting.
Good. I'm sorry. I'm not there. I really am sorry. God damn it.
Well, it's just 6 stitches. Don't you think you get in your other car and come in?
I hate to miss work. It's the concussion thing.
You're helping us enormously, though. We love having you on the phone. If you can't be here in person, it's great to have you on the phone.
I can't even friggin' get out and do anything for a day.
Right. Yeah, you're loopy.
Well, that's for your own safety.
But no, not because I'm loopy. Buzz.
Buzz.
My mistake.
Buzz. It's not because he's loopy.
It's still
Buzz.
You have to make sure that your brain don't swell. Your brain doesn't swell.
Oh, it'll swell up with brain juice.
So you're supposed to be stationary then?
Yes.
Right? Why did you... There's a slight delay. There's not a delay on the phone, is there?
Stationary means just stay in one place.
Stay sedentary, right. Stay stationary. Are you able to eat?
Yes, I guess.
Do you feel like eating?
No. I mean, I have a list. I have a list of things.
I have a prediction. You know what's going to probably bother you the most?
Well, I hope nothing to do with my BMs.
No, the ribs, though. Your ribs. If you got bruised ribs, that can be kind of... Nah, that can linger for a while. Linger longer.
Well, I do.
Well, hang in there, okay?
Okay.
We're glad you're okay.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? I just like this version of you. I truly do.
No.
Stay ahead of the pain.
That's all.
Any message for the meteorologists in town?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. You know, I...
Because we're going to have Topper on again tomorrow as the forecast gets closer. You know, isn't Topper nice to come on the show all the time when we ask him?
It should be noted that I have to be careful what I say because I'm still loopy on this pain stuff.
Yes.
But if I had been taken away, one of the last things that I was thinking about, really, when I was driving in, was talking about that Tool Howard Bernstein and how when I was watching him today, I really thought that if he stood up from behind, it would be like an anchor man from behind the desk. He's so goddamn excited about this.
So is Topper. This is their time.
They
so is their, and we got Topper to say perhaps 12 inches on Saturday.
Of snow.
What? Of what? The other weatherman giving it to us?
No, snow.
Silly.
And Howard Bernstein did say hi to you today.
I'm a fan of HB.
Hey, and listen, drink plenty of fluids.
Okay.
Drink.
I don't know why I said that, but I think it probably can help you so you don't get the cotton mouth.
I'm fine with snow. Bring it on.
And let us know if you're constipated also.
Please.
I will. I don't think I am.
You remember Elvis with the farms? He got a little constipated.
And have Ed bring in lots of popsicles and yogurt.
Right, and peaches.
Peaches and hot dog buns.
But just for the record, you don't want anybody bothering you tonight.
No. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Very, very good.
Hey, I'll work on that plan.
No drinky-drinky tonight.
Oh, no needy-needy.
Stay out of the pain, though.
What if Megan McGrath wants to send you a bouquet of flowers? Or some styling moves. Don and I, that was the last time we talked this morning. We were talking about the lovely Megan McGrath and how beautiful she looked this morning.
Mike was especially vicious.
Oh, Mike, how dare you?
I was.
I stood up for her, as always.
You've seen her more than I have. I have never seen that coif. I have never seen that. It is
Mike,
horrible. Yes.
If you ever had the chance to see her naked, you'd realize it's an exact match.
Oh, really?
Looks like the same with the styling moves down there, too.
Same hair.
Well, I hope you feel better.
So do I, goddammit.
Talk to us tomorrow, okay? What, Buzz? Buzz is holding up something. What?
I thought Don should take us to break.
Oh, No. Buzz, let me run the goddamn show, please.
This has not been...
What?
This has not been the most worthwhile end to a week that already had been rather depressing for me.
I can imagine.
But I will persevere.
You should persevere, baby.
And you will continue to do the show, okay?
I will, and don't dig a hole in your toe.
I don't need to, Jack. I got 30 big pills coming my way.
And there is always a silver lining, Don. You picked a really good day not to be in a room with Mike.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it's because you called in with the accident or whether I had those little chili peppers on my sandwich today, but I'm not really being pleasant around the boys today. I got the gastrointestinal issues today.
There is a foul wind.
We have citrus spray, though. Everything's going to be fine.
Crap.
And I guess we'll have more details when you get back on Monday, too, right?
That hurts. God damn it.
Well, get some rest, okay?
On these, God damn.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Get some rest.
What do you mean, can I hear you?
Get some rest. Don't get ornery.
Yeah. I'm not ornery.
Hey. Don?
Yes, Mike?
I was wondering if you're lonesome tonight. The world is a stage, and we are its players.
Hey, man.
Okay.
You know what helps seriously when you're trying to keep those stitches from getting infected? If they're on the back of your head, wear a turban.
I'll have Jack send one over.
Hello?
Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob wrote that, didn't he?
Nope.
No.
No, that was my own.
Really?
Yes.
Suck. Just like one that Rob would have written.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jack. Well, I'm glad that you're. I'm glad you're safe, man. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not too banged up.
Me too.
Jesus
that was
Christ!
That was not a pleasant call. I had to make to Bart.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. Oh my
but
God!
But he was cool with it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay, and you know, God Almighty.
Yeah.
You know, the weird thing is, when I was driving in today, I told this to Rob before we went on the air, that I just sense that people today, there's something about it today. Maybe it's a combination of, you know, just being February and the fact that maybe they're starting to hear these forecasts.
Right.
People were just out of their goddamn minds today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's just a jag off.
Yeah. Really?
And, of course, not a scratch on him.
Oh, really?
Not a scratch.
Oh, the other guy's doing okay?
Yeah, the other guy's fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well,
it's like the Frida guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to call Donnie from down in Palm Beach?
Mike, I'm going to the bird guy.
The bird guy?
The guy from TV.
Oh, Greenberg and Betterman.
Greenberg and Betterman.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, feel better.
Stick with Greenberg. Betterman, not so much.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You know what? Howard Bernstein could call me at home.
I will pass that along. I'll call Channel 9 Studios right now.
Okay.
He'll probably just come over, Don.
No visitors, no salutations.
No salutations.
Oh, now I can't call Al Lewis.
Al Lewis is gone, man. He's not around.
God damn.
He's not going to be around. But I think Dick Van Patten has recovered from the stroke. He can probably contact you.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder if Oprah's on today.
Yeah, I'm sure
she is.
Yeah. She sucks. I really hate her. Mm-hmm. God, she's so friggin' pompous.
These are the segment. This segment will now be labeled Deep Thoughts. I really feel like
she talks white, she talks black, she talks out of her butt.
Right.
Come on, woman. Be one thing, girlfriend. Be honest. Jesus Christ. At least Sally Jesse Raphael, that big eyed, that bug eyed bitch, you knew what she was doing.
For anybody that thinks that maybe it's taken away your fire. Sounds like that fire in your belly still lasts.
Yeah.
What?
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 You shouldn't be putting this on the air.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Thanks, Don, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
What time is it?
It's 3:52 Eastern time.
All right, you're okay.
Yeah. You can, what was that? Oh, he's playing Elvis music in the background. All right, well, Don, we're going to take some phone calls for you right now. Would you like some phone calls?
No.
All right.
I don't want to talk to any of those.
Careful.
Nice people.
Wonderful people. We've only had to use the gun twice.
No, those people who would just call and just say crap that when I didn't feel this way, I would remember and I'd get mad about.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't worry about
it. I try to forget about those people.
I know. That's a good strategy.
I try to forget about them.
It's fantastic.
That's right.
Hey, I'm looking at a book right now.
What book?
If you only knew how much I smell you. True Portraits of Dogs.
Jesus. I thought it was a porno book.
Yeah, me too.
That was one of those dirty books. Sex books. Sound like a sex book to me.
It's a book that has pictures of dogs and funny things next to them.
Oh, I bet it's a panic.
Are you in front of your television?
No, I'm upstairs in the computer room.
Well, you're in the computer room. All right. What hurts now, your head or your ribs or everything?
Yes.
Everything hurts?
Yes.
You don't have the painkillers yet, do you?
No, but I've got the shot that I had.
Okay.
Well, you've my favorite one. There's this dog. And he has this look on his face like you're just about to beat the crap out of him. And it says, "What does that mean, expensive shoe?" I ate it because it smelled like you.
So you're reading that book up in your office?
Yeah, I have lots of books in my office.
Well, like what? What else do you have in there?
I know you're baiting me.
I'm not baiting you at all. You know what? I'm letting you do what you want to do. You sound like you're a little frustrated, and you're controlling yourself not to rave out about the circumstances because you probably think that's not the best. It reminds me of somebody, actually, listening to you right now.
I'm mad. I am mad.
Hey,
enough.
Kidding. Not funny.
I'm kidding.
Not funny. Not funny.
It's just a little joke.
Not funny.
It's not funny.
Funny, not funny, not funny.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right. You want to know what I got?
What do you got?
Here you go.
Okay.
Here you go.
And I couldn't.
Oh, shut up.
What? Turn it off, Joe.
Hey, Joe, that wasn't funny.
That wasn't funny.
Stephen King.
Joe did that. Oh, Stephen King. I'm reading The Cell right now.
Green Mile.
Oh, The Green Mile. That's a lovely book.
I hated that book. John Irving, The Fourth Hand. God, that was a piece of garbage.
Didn't read that one.
Elmore Leonard, Glitz, Ain't Bad,
mm-hmm.
Dictionary, that's a waste. A
lot of words.
Never opened that one. How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way.
These are just books in your office?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What else is in there? Is there anything else you'd like to read on the shelf?
Oh, let me see. The Death and Life of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
The Family Man by Mario Puzo.
Mario Puzo wrote that?
Yeah, Mario, Mike.
Mario.
Real Boys.
Superman.
That's a book that me and Frieda read about how effed up teenage boys are.
Wow.
Oh, and then here's another one.
What?
Funny Puppies.
Puppies are funny.
Oh, that's a good one. This one doesn't have captions, though.
I get the impression that, you know, when you called us, you were a little buzzed. You might be a little more buzzed now during the conversation.
What?
Do you feel like you're a little more buzzed?
No.
The one without captions, can you make up captions for it?
I could, and now, Rob, don't play me like that, boy.
No, I didn't want you to do it on the air. I didn't know what the purpose of it was.
It's a book that has pictures of dogs.
Okay.
Funny puppies. They're puppies who are funny.
Okay.
And then there's lots of maps, lots of map books.
Atlases.
Now my phone's going off in here. I have no idea where it is.
Well.
Where's my phone?
It doesn't bother me today.
Where's my
phone? It's not you calling, is it?
I don't know where the hell it is.
Michael Moore, Adventures in a TV Nation.
Very good. Well, then.
That must be a fat book.
I missed the call.
Chasing Dogma. Oh, here's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect health.
Perfect health. Well, thank God it's not worse than it was. Thank God for all of us it's not worse than it was. It's been an interesting time. That's what they would say if you were a historian. You'd say, you know, it's been an interesting time.
Brain droppings.
Thank George, God you don't have any of those that are coming through the stitches.
That's the name of a book by George Carlin.
We're really getting a perspective on your entire library.
Georgia Pacific, professional inkjet paper.
Oh, nice.
They're very good.
Don, Stolen. On that note,
yeah,
I think we have to go to break.
Okay.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. I hope you feel better.
Thanks, me too.
Yeah, okay, and I'm glad that you're safe.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you. No, I mean that. Thank you.
Okay, and everybody, I'm just glad we could talk about it because we were all thinking about it. And
I know.
None of us knew how you were, so that's right. I'm glad you called in.
There you go.
What?
Where the frick is Ed?
What?
Where's Ed with the drugs?
Are you in pain? Do you need us to, because I know Joe's got a suitcase full. We could send him over.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming. Don't worry.
All right. Feel better, okay?
Okay.
I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. That's...
That's,
that is Don.
Well,
you heard it. Just to recap, if you just tuned in, Don was in a car accident today. You heard stitches, what, six stitches to the back of his head?
Six stitches and a level two?
Level two concussion and bruised ribs, but thank God it's been an, you know, it's all I can say about that. It has been an interesting time. And now I've got a, I've got a message on my phone.
Sure. Oh, and we also learned to use.
I'm going to call this person back also during the break.
Georgia Pacific brand paper.
That's in the office.
And that's where you decided to cut it, when he went from book titles to brands.
No, I didn't decide to cut it. I just, you know, I just wanted to make sure everybody was doing fine. And I really do hope that that he's doing well. Sounds like he's going to be okay.
I think he'll be markedly better tomorrow, but he'll probably be sore, but he'll be clearer of head.
And it sounds like he's pretty pissed off about the circumstances.
Yeah,
and I know that he doesn't want to talk about that right now. Whether he can in the future, who knows? We'll wait and see. But a lot more to come on the show. We've got a lot going on. This has been an interesting day.
Sure.
And we will come back on the Don and Mike Show with your phone calls.
This is the Don and Mike Show.